curtain rises on Act Three of No Highway in the Sky, starring James Stewart as Theodore Honey and Marlena Dietrich as Monica Teasdale, with Evelyn Eaton as Marjorie. Well, Mr. Honey has wandered wearily back to his house, and here another surprise awaits him. Marjorie, the stewardess.
So I thought I'd stay here with Elspeth because, well, we didn't think you'd be back here till tomorrow. She's asleep now.
Well, that's very kind of you, Miss Corder.
She's such a sober little thing, isn't she?
Was she worried about me?
Yes, so was I. Oh, well, did you see her presents?
Presents?
Miss Teasdale brought them.
Miss Teasdale, is she here too?
No, but you brought her the loveliest things. Oh, and you should see the compact.
Well, what did she want to do a thing like that for?
I think you'd be surprised.
Now, everything that's happened, it's my own fault. I have no one to blame but myself.
You did think there'd be a crash, didn't you?
Yes, but what I should have done is to offer my hypothesis to Captain Samuelson in an orderly manner, let him make his own decision. How is anybody going to take my work seriously if I go around doing things like that? They're saying I'm crazy. I don't blame them.
And if you had to do it again, you'd just let it go ahead and crash?
That's just the point. I probably would have done the same thing over again. I'm evidently quite a weak character, Miss Corder.
Well, I expect you know what you're doing. Well, I'll phone for a taxi and say goodbye, Mr. Honey.
Goodbye?
I could come back in the morning. Would you mind?
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't mind.
I'd like to. I'd like to be here to see how things turn out.
Yes. Yes, Miss Corder. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Miss Teasdale. Oh, come in, won't you? Oh, Mr. Honey's going to be so disappointed.
Gone? I suppose he couldn't wait to get to Farnsbury this morning to see his playthings again.
He was going to drop Elspeth off at school and then go on over there.
I'd like to hear about it. Any coffee left from breakfast?
Let's go in the kitchen. Oh, watch for the ironing board. I've been doing some pressing.
Yes, I see. Mr. Honey's pants.
Well, I had nothing else to do, and I... Well, it looks as though he wears one suit and goes to sleep in the other.
That's very domestic. You're full of surprises.
Here's your coffee. I hope you like it strong.
Thanks. Well, what's he going to do?
I just don't know.
Funny that a kid like you would bother to see so much in anybody like him.
It's not so funny, really. You get around being a stewardess.
Well, this will take some thinking, won't it? Only now I don't have time for it. I'm leaving tonight for California. The studio's caught up with me. They want to get going.
But what about all the things you talked about? Helping Mr. Honey to find an answer and everything.
I meant it. Don't think I didn't, and I still do. I'd kind of go for that, Mr. Honey. Maybe it would have been the best chance I'll ever have to be a lot of things I'd like to be. Only, I suppose, you can't do a thing like this just a little bit. Mixing into other people's lives, I mean. You can start something that maybe you can't finish. What got me was his being so anxious to save me for posterity. Well, I've decided to go back and give posterity another break. It won't hurt to wait a while and see how things work out. Oh, that box I brought, it's a dress for Elspeth. I saw it in the window and it just yelled to belong to her. Tell her I'll write, will you?
Can't you wait long enough to see
me? No, I don't think so. I might weaken. There's no use making anything of it. That's one thing you learn in my business. How to get off.
I wish you wouldn't go.
You're a nice kid, Marjorie. I have an idea you know what's going on. You might let me know. I'll get a price on a laboratory or two, just in case. Oh, about Elspeth.
Yes?
Keep on telling her how pretty and sweet she is, will you? It'll do her good.
I will, Monica.
Take care of yourself. And thanks for the coffee.
Good evening. I'm late, I know. I should have let you know.
It's all right, Mr. Honey. Except I'm afraid that Elspeth has fallen asleep. What happened?
Oh, several things. I saw the psychiatrist this morning. They showed me a lot of ink blots. And these ink blots were supposed to make me think of tigers and elephants. All they made me think of was ink blots. We discussed that for quite some time.
And then?
And then 2 o'clock came.
2 o'clock?
My vibration test. The 1,440 hours were up at 2 o'clock. Nothing happened. Nothing at all. My figures clearly indicated that the tail assembly should fail at 2 o'clock, and it didn't.
And now what?
Well, the board of inquiry meets in the morning, and I'll stand up and I'll explain my theory, and then I'll sit down and listen to them say that I'm insane. Perhaps I am. I'm not sure, you know. I just think that the truth is only that I've made a mistake somewhere in my work, and I must have time to run it down. But you see, there won't be any time, and I'll just sit there. I'll just sit there, and I won't say a word.
I see. Everything just as it was,
Yes, I'm rather glad it's all over.
But you can't just sit there. If you believe something is right, you have to do it if you want to live with yourself. If you don't, you'll have to pay for it sooner or later, and so will Elspeth.
Elspeth?
Everything is to be just as it was for her, too?
Yes, she was very glad to have it that way. She was very happy.
Oh, it's as simple as that. Well, I'll be running along, Mr. Honey. It's my last day, you know. I start my job again tomorrow night. Funny if they put me back on reindeers.
No, but you mustn't.
Supposing I did, would you let me? Never mind. I'm sorry I mentioned it. Good night, Mr. Honey.
Elspeth, it's 7 o'clock, dear.
Good morning, Father. Yes, I've been awake for some time. Did the tail fall off?
No, dear, it didn't.
You mustn't worry about it. It will someday.
Elspeth, is something the matter?
No. I was just thinking about it's all being over. Teasdale's gone, and Miss Carter goes tonight, and newspaper people, and everybody wanting to talk to me at school. That sort of thing isn't very permanent, is it? It's like Christmas. Everybody very nice to everybody for a little while, but then it doesn't last, does it?
Oh, I don't know, dear. Aren't they always nice to you at school?
It's just that they don't talk to me very much as a rule because I'm different. Like my intelligence quotient being too high. Father, I was thinking that maybe if I didn't go to school anymore, I'm sure to learn much more with you because there wouldn't be the other things to think about. Things being impermanent.
Oh, Elspeth, dear, now, please, dear, don't cry. What's the matter, dear? What's the matter?
I have just one thing more to say to this board of inquiry.
Yes, Sir David.
I submit that the kindest thing we can say about Theodore Honey is that his mind is unstable, filled with obsessions that can carry him to great extremes. I insist an immediate finding to this effect be issued by this board.
Will that do anything?
Now, wait a minute!
Now, what's your name? Chairman. Mr. Chairman. I've decided to say something. Now, I didn't invent the mathematics that made me believe what I did. And I still believe that there's some truth in my work, test or no test. And when you believe in something, that's what you've got to do, isn't it? If you want to live with yourself. All right. Now, well, the first thing I'm going to do is to resign right here and now so the Farnsburg establishment won't get mixed up in this thing. And then, every time a reindeer aircraft is going to take off, and it shouldn't, I'm going out there and I'm going to wreck it. Now, you may put me in jail. You may put me in jail. But the newspapers wrote a whole lot about me when I wrecked that one in Gander, and they'll write more about me here. And people just won't get on those airplanes. And I'm going to tell you something else. The minute something does happen to one of those airplanes, you're going to have to think of something better to say than anything I've heard out here this afternoon. That's all. Any other statements? That's all. Goodbye! And then Sir David, he said I was crazy, and I got up and I made a few remarks, and then I just walked out and I came home.
Then it's all over?
It's all over. That's all. Thank you for stopping by, Miss Carter. It's very nice of you.
There's a few more remarks. What did you tell them, Mr. Honey?
Oh, several things. I told them plenty. I resigned, too.
You didn't?
Resign. Well, I couldn't just sit there, could I?
But what are you and Elspeth going to live on? Have you any money at all?
Money? Why, I don't know exactly how much. There's a bank book in the drawer there, I think.
You don't know how much money you have?
No, I suppose I should, shouldn't I? But I...
Less than £4. Just look at this bank book. You haven't made a deposit for months. Well, just what do you do with your money?
Well, I think there's some in the back shelf there. Here. Yes, here. You see? Now, here, there's a box on the desk here. Sometimes I put the checks in that box. You see there?
Oh, no. No.
But what's wrong?
Your salary checks. Well, just look at them. January, March. And this one from last November. Well, you have lots of money, Mr. Honey. I shouldn't have worried, should I? You don't need anyone.
Oh. Well, you know, one of these days I'm going to take time out and go down to that bank.
Oh, but you do need someone.
Miss Carter, what seems to be... Now, you're not going to start to cry here now, are you?
I can't go away and leave you. It isn't safe. You've got to have somebody looking after you. I'm going to marry you and live here, whether you have a job or not.
Miss Carter, would you care to join me in a glass of sherry?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I came back here to say goodbye, Mr. Scott. There are several papers and reports I have to turn over to you.
Very decent of you, Mr. Honey.
Oh, yes, and this is Miss Carter here. She asked me to marry her, and I think I'd better.
He really should, you know.
Well, how do you do? I mean, congratulations.
Now, we can't stay long here. We're picking up my little girl at school, and we're going... My test, you're continuing the vibration test. Why?
I don't really know, Mr. Honey. There's been no
Mr.
order.
Mr. Honey!
Oh, that's all right, Sir John, now. It's all right. I haven't wrecked a thing.
Hey,
it's all right.
Man, we just heard from Penworthy in Labrador. He found the wreckage of that tail assembly.
Oh, well, good for him.
He said he broke off the plane, no question about it. Exactly as you claim, Mr. Honey.
Is that so? Well, that's very interesting.
Isn't that only half the news? That plane you wrecked in Gander was repaired. They made the flight to Montreal.
Oh, yes, but I still maintain
that... A few minutes later, while the plane was being taxed to the hangar... Oh, well, I could hardly believe it.
The tail assembly broke in two.
Why, yes. But how did you ever know? Mr. Honey, you have been completely vindicated.
No, I haven't. Not at all. At the end of this shed is a tail assembly that should have collapsed yesterday. I said it would, and I was wrong. As long as that tail assembly remains intact, there's still no positive proof that
Mr. Honey, it happened. There's your positive proof now.
It should have happened yesterday. I've been deplorably inaccurate. Somehow, somewhere, I've made a mistake. Now, wait. Wait, just this shed. It's warm in here, isn't it? Marjorie, aren't you warm?
Yes.
Aren't you warm,
yes, I
Marjorie?
Am. Yes,
you aren't. You're hot. Isn't it hot in here?
You're not feverish.
Temperature. It's the temperature.
Oh, dear.
Temperature is a variable factor. That plane and gander had been flying in the tropics. This test was in a heated shed. It would have collapsed on schedule if I'd lowered the temperature 40 degrees. Oh, Sir John, I'm a fool. I'm just a fool, sir.
Are you now? No, Mr. Honey. You're a boffin. Capital B-O-F-F-I-N.
Now, what do you suppose he meant by that?
Mr. Keeley will return with our stars for a curtain call in just a moment. But first, an exciting announcement from the makers of Lux Flakes.
Would you like to know the Hollywood way to beauty and charm? Now you can have the beauty secrets that are used by the stars on and off screen. Beauty secrets that will show you how to make your eyes look larger, brighter, how to make your lips luscious, inviting. Hollywood tricks of makeup, figure allure, complexion care, Starbright hair.
All these secrets and more are yours in the new Lux book, Hollywood's Own Secrets of Charm, for just one Lux Flakes box top and 10 cents. Write to Lux Flakes, Box 73, New York 46, New York.
Just think, a 32-page beauty and charm book containing 143 authentic Hollywood secrets never before printed. Secrets that will help you play a starring role in your own life.
Just send one Lux Flakes box top and 10 cents for each book to Lux Flakes, Box 73, New York 46, New York. That's Lux Flakes, Box 73, New York 46, New York. But hurry, the supply is limited. This Lux Flakes offer is good only in the United States, Alaska, and Hawaii.
Send for your Lux book, Hollywood's Own Secrets of Charm, tonight. Learn the Hollywood way to beauty and charm and play a starring role in your own life.
Now here's Mr. Keeley with our stars.
And here they are coming forward to acknowledge your applause. James Stewart and Marlene Dietrich. Well, Marlena, what are you doing these days?
Right now, I'm looking for a baseball game.
Any particular one?
Yes. I've just seen Dan Daly as Dizzy Dean in the 20th Century Fox picture, The Pride of St. Louis, and now I wish to see Mr. Dean pitch.
Well, Dean doesn't pitch anymore, Marlena, but instead, why don't you see Deadline USA starring Humphrey Bogart? And then you can go looking for gangsters.
All right, Jimmy. I shall look for the pictures as soon as I return to New York.
And by the way, don't miss the magnificent new Lever House, which has its formal opening this week.
Oh, isn't that the building I recently saw in a magazine, almost entirely made of glass?
Yes, Jimmy, that's because it has 1,404 windows, but no windowsill. So it looks just a shining block of glass 21 stories high. I have a wonderful view of my New York apartment.